Racing Pulse with Michael Felgate.
Well, I wonder if it's going to be a nervous morning for Kieran Maher, because there is a vet test scheduled this morning on Loving Gabby to determine whether she can run in the Blue Diamond Stakes. And it's always great when Kieran has a chat to us on Racing Pulse, and this morning is no different. How are you, Kieran?
Great, thanks, Michael.
Mate, can you tell us what's the situation with Loving Gabby and what, in the vet's eyes, did they think was wrong with her yesterday?
She had a pulse to her foot yesterday morning, and she worked fine. She, you know, whether she walked on a little stone or something on the way home, but she was certainly fine yesterday morning. She's worked today. She was fine. The farrier had a look at her. And, yeah, I'm very confident it'll be all pretty straightforward today, I would imagine.
So what time does she get checked over by the vets and the stewards?
About 9:30, about now is time.
Okay, well, we'll hopefully give the result on Racing Pulse. So you're pretty confident then there's not an issue whatsoever. When you say there's a pulse in the hoof, to those who aren't 100% au fait, what does that actually mean? Could that be the onset of a hoof abscess, or is it just she's knocked herself?
No. It's not. It's just, as I said, you know, like she, you know, could have walked on something on the way home yesterday. She was free as a bird. She did her work. And when they came to look at her, there was just, I suppose, you know, if you walked on a stone yourself, you know, with no shoes on. So she seemed fine today. And we just trotted her up there before and she's free. So very confident she's 100%.
You've been in this situation before a couple of years ago. You haven't been having flashbacks to Jukebox, have you?
Yeah, you're right. No. She's, they're just doing their job and that's fine, you know. I'm sure that she'll be ticked off and it'll be good as gold.
She wouldn't need to wear any different type of shoe tomorrow, would she? It'd be normal race plates?
No. She just had her shoe off overnight and they put a little wrap on it, and she's fine now. So she'll race in normal shoes, and as I said, she's right to go.
We get these horses, all horses vetted in our major races. If it was a normal race day, or you've got a heap of horses running in all the other races, if every horse was vetted 24 hours before the start, would we find many that, in the eyes of the vets or stewards, could in fact be under a cloud and considered lame?
I wouldn't think so. Like, you know, the farriers go around and they check all horses before they run, and, well, certainly in our stable, and... you know, the guys would have come in yesterday afternoon and checked her over. So, I would, you know, they may find one or two extra, I'd imagine, but if something's missed. But, I'd imagine, you know, if you've got your stable practices in place, you know, that it's usually very rarely that happens.
Well, it sounds like, fingers crossed, she'll be given the green light. And if she does line up tomorrow... She's drawn a little wide. No horse has managed to win the Diamond at their second start since the Mighty Redoute's Choice 20 years ago. Is she good enough to win it second up?
Yeah, right, please. She's as good as Redoute's Choice. she's very good. I'm wrapped with her. You know, she's obviously very raw and she's very impressive on debut. In any sort of race, you need a bit of luck and running, but if she's within striking distance of them, I'm sure she'll be hard to beat.
And is that what you have to do from the barrier? And the way she raced the first time she went to the track, she needed to find her feet and come home. So will you be riding her cold tomorrow and saving her for that one run?
No, not like given where she's drawn. You know, she's a big horse and she took a couple of strides to sort of get herself organised. She was on an inside barrier and she was in the barriers for a little time. So I'm not sure that's her pattern. That's obviously how she raced her first start, but I'm not sure that's her pattern. But, you know, with any two-year-old race, you get them away as cleanly as possible and just get around the bend and and hopefully Damon can give her a shake up and away she'll go.
Has she taken much natural improvement from that first day at the track?
She was pretty right to go first up, but just given, you know, the whole experience, that race day experience, that jumping out of the barriers with the field and all that, you know, she'll take a lot of improvement on that side. And, you know, her conditions, the condition-wise, you know, I suppose a bit of match practice never hurt. She's, you know, I think the 1,200 should be ideal from up from 1,000.
She's an open addition to the Diamond this year. She's been the favourite. And you've got the stablemate, Bella Rosa, who currently is around about $21. She finished second to Love and Gammy last start. Do you think there's that much difference between them?
No, there's not really. She's a bit of the forgotten horse. She's done everything right, you know. She was great on debut and she was only beaten by Loving Gabby the other day and she carried an extra couple of kilos than her and sort of got held up a little bit into the straight. I probably would have liked her to draw a little bit closer. She sits on speed and that would have made her job a fraction easier. But, you know, she's fit and ready and she'll bounce and put herself there and, you know, she sat on the speed the other day all in her bow start. So she's a good strong filly and you know, she's used to that high pressure and I'm sure she'll acquit herself pretty well.
All being equal, though, you'd expect Loving Gabby to beat her home?
I would expect so, yeah.
Well, it could be a big day for you with the Diamond. You've got a host of runners outside of them. You start the day with the Grammy and Global Exchange in race number two. Gee, Global Exchange was good last start. He's got a step up in class, but we've seen last time in that he could mix it with this calibre of horse. How much improvement has he taken since that first up win?
Yeah, he's taken a lot. He's a real sort of 14-year-old ruckman type horse, and we've put the shades on him. He was good winning the other day, but he had absolutely no idea what he was doing.
Mm.
We put the shades on him. His work's been good. He galloped with Night's Watch on Monday at the Valley, and Night's Watch is not a bad yardstick, and he worked very well. So I'd say with the blinkers out to the 18, he's got a very nice chance.
Well, that's a nice push. What about the next race? You've got Think Blur, who's first up for you, and Jean Nantali. Everyone would love to own a horse like Nantali. She's so honest.
Yes, she is. She's going well. She's coming back a little bit, but we're just chasing a little that bit of that elusive black type for her. So she's in good order. It's a nice race for her. And you know, I'd say they've both got, Think Blue and Nantali both got a nice chance in that. Think Blue should hit the line pretty hard.
Mm. In the Angus Armanasco, you've got another two. You've got Street Icon, who's 2 for 2, stepping up in class. And you've got Yulong Meteor, who we saw race against some of the best staying fillies last time in, and she returned really well at Benalla.
Yeah, she did. We just thought we'd keep her nice and sharp and just creep up through the distances this time around. She was very good the other day. We took her there fresh. We didn't give her a jump out. So she should come on naturally that way. She's got a nice draw. Jai knows her well. So, she's up to that class. And Street Icon, she's done nothing wrong. She was a bit casual in her work on Tuesday, but I'm not overly concerned with that. I think she looks really well and she's pretty right to go and is quite a progressive horse, whether it's a little bit soon for her, but she's definitely got the ability.
You're taking on a nice sedative field with Zusane and Tin Hat with Yulong January, who was great in its first campaign, winning its first three. How's he come back? Do you think you can match motors with a horse like Zusane?
I think he's got a nice bit of ability, Yulong, and I think the run will bring him on quite a lot. He's had a bit of time between preps or races, he's a high quality horse, but he might just need the run.
He's drawn one. Would you be wanting to sit just behind Tin Hat or try and take it on for the lead?
Yeah, if he can get a nice trail and. have Tin Hat sort of roll along and we can just jump on his coattails. That would be ideal.
Oakley Plate's a cracking race, as it always is. And you've got two nice chances. Kimono Bonds away. They've both drawn the car park, but is that a concern, one bend with the flying Oakley Plate for you?
That is a concern, yeah. Not ideal, but Kimono, I'm not 100% sure he'll run. And Bonds away, he'll definitely run. But he's got that short, explosive sprint. And as you've seen last start, if he can, you know, it'd be ideal to him to be drawn sort of on the back of Nate's trip and have a last crack at him, you know, if he can stay with him in the last 200 metres. But drawn out there, he might have to get on the chase a little bit early, which is, you know, might take drag his sprint out and then make him then a little bit dour. But I think the horse himself is going better than ever, and he looks great. But it's just whether the race probably doesn't map as well as the last one for him.
He was only beaten, I think, half a length last year when they all crossed the line together. So he's very close in this type of race. And then we finished the day with Knight's Watch, who, gee, I was impressed with his run last start, but he knocks into Avilius again. Do you think you can turn the tables?
I think he's taken a good bit of improvement. He sort of ranged up the other day and just, you could see him just have a blow. And he'd come back in. He looked a fraction pretty in the yard. So he'll strip a bit fitter and he'll be closer again. So there won't be much in it, I wouldn't think.
You got a couple of runners tonight at the Valley. Who's your best tonight?
Best tonight's probably Blonde Choice, I'd imagine, from a good draw. She'll roll along, sit on the speed, and she'll be hard to beat.
You got a couple in Sydney as well. Anything worth backing there for the punters?
Well, Mask of Time and both Age of Fire, they're chasing a bit of cut in the track, so that's why they're up there. Mask of Time, he's probably improved from the run, and Age of Fire, he hasn't run for a while, but I think track is the key for him, and he hasn't sort of struck one of those for a little while, so I'll be looking for improved showing with him.
Well, fingers crossed with the vet test at around about 9:30 with Loving Gabby. We'll bring you the latest here on RSN 927 once that has been completed. Who do you think's your best at Caulfield on Diamond Day, Kieran?
Loving Gabby.
Oh, I like it. Good luck today and tomorrow, Kieran.
Cheers. Thanks very much, Michael.